Sometimes, when we go through a very difficult time, it brings out something very deep within us. The same thing is with galus. That even though it's very difficult, and Hashem and godliness and goodness is not necessarily the reality and the consciousness of us in our minds and our heart or the world, it brings forward something very deep. The deepest part of our neshama gets revealed. And therefore we go, I'm a serious nefesh for Torah and mitzvahs. As opposed to the times of the Beis HaMikdash, where Hashem, godliness, was the reality of the world and the reality of a person's mind and heart. And therefore, there weren't that many challenges. However, in Galus, there's full of challenges and godliness is concealed and nothing is functioning properly. And therefore, we have to dig deep and it brings out the core of our neshama. This is the same idea of shemais, of names. Even though we don't really need our name, it's only for someone else to call us, or a name doesn't really represent who we are because it might be many people with the same name. However, when somebody's unconscious, when he's not functioning regular, when you call someone's name, it awakens his core, his essence. And just like galus, we're completely unconscious, the reality of Hashem is not there. But yet, at a time like that, it awakens the etzem and neshama, the essence of the neshama. As well, this week is the yahrzeit of the Alter Rebbe, who revealed the essence of Torah, the Torah of Chassidus, that was concealed till then, which is similar to the idea of that in a time of galus, the essence of the neshama that's normally concealed is being revealed. But the idea is that all these great levels of the essence of the neshama and the essence of Torah, even though it's being brought forward in a time of difficulties, but it should actually ultimately affect us in our conscious minds, in our reality of our day-to-day life, not just when things are difficult. Thank you very much and have a good Shabbos.